This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
In a world where social media is king and everyone is an expert in everything, get the facts from your insiders here on Sporty with Corey and Richie Suave. Here are your hosts, Corey Crenshaw and Richie Flores.
Good evening, hockey fans. Welcome in to tonight's Hockey Podcast Network live stream of the National Hockey League 2022 Draft Lottery. A lot of you tuning in tonight. This is going to be really, really exciting. My name is Richie Suave Flores. I am the host of Sporty with Corey and Richie here on the Hockey Podcast Network. And if you're in the chat and you haven't joined us before, welcome. I bet you can guess, based on my attire and what I have, the jersey I have on here in the background, which team I cover. That's right. I cover the Arizona Coyotes alongside my co-host, Corey Crenshaw, who's unable to join me this evening. But I do have a guest coming up here in just a few minutes. My friend of the show, friend of the network, host of Habs Nightly here on the Hockey Podcast Network, Bayou Benders, is going to join me here in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. This is going to be a really exciting show for you. Here's what's coming up on tap. First of all, the NHL being dumb scheduled the broadcast of the draft lottery to start at 6:30 Eastern time. However, the actual drawing isn't going to take place until after the top of the hour. So you get me for 30 minutes in terms of a pre-show, and then we get to the real thing at the top of the hour. So hopefully I'm enough to provide you with some entertainment here on the live stream. If you're watching along with us, we got a lot of people tuning in already. This is insane. I love you guys already so much. Comment, like the channel, subscribe to the channel, watch alongs every day of the postseason here on the Hockey Podcast Network. Of course, all brought to you by our friends at DraftKings. Use that promo code THPN when you sign up at with DraftKings Sportsbook for a whole bunch of deals and whatnot. And that's going to be exciting. We have some games tonight. This is just like the appetizer. So I appreciate you guys hanging out here with me tonight. If you're in the chat, let me know, who do you want to get the first overall pick? I have Tankathon pulled up here. And you can take a look at the odds. Canadians obviously have the worst record in NHL this year. So they have the best odds at just over 18%. Coyotes 2 at 13.5%. Seattle 11.5%. Philadelphia 9.5%. New Jersey 8.5%. Those are your five worst odds in the league at the moment. So here's how the draft lottery is going to work. So there are some changes this year as opposed to in previous years. First off, there's going to be two separate lotteries tonight. There's going to be a lottery for the first overall pick, and there's going to be a lottery for the second overall pick, which means that Montreal and Arizona can only drop two spots down. So the Canadians are going to be picking inside the top three, and the Coyotes are going to be picking inside the top four, which is a little bit of a change from what it was in the past. The other big change is that if you are outside of the top 11, so you're Columbus, you're New York, you're Winnipeg, you're Vancouver, and you're Vegas / Buffalo, you cannot win the draft lottery because you can only jump up 11 or 10 spots in order in the draft lottery anymore. That's also a big change from previous occasions. So it's going to be super exciting here tonight. I can't wait for it. Shane Wright is the big prize at the top of the crop this year. And I was reading a bunch of stuff today. I'm curious to see what everybody says in the chat here. Like, what are your thoughts about Shane Wright? Because I was reading a bunch of stuff about Shane Wright earlier today and about the draft and the draft lottery. And there seems to be like this back and forth among scouts now all of a sudden that are saying like, oh, maybe Shane Wright isn't all that he's cracked up to be because he didn't really have that big of a season. And people are saying that like, maybe he's not the number one overall pick we think he is. And I think that's fascinating all of a sudden that all of these insiders for a year were like, Shane Wright's the guy. And now all of a sudden, as we move into the final phase headed towards the NHL draft coming up later this summer in Montreal, that people are starting to like back off of Shane Wright And that's fascinating to me. So what are your guys' thoughts about Shane Wright? Whoever wins the draft lottery, he seemingly is going to be the favorite, but who knows? Maybe that's going to change. Maybe that's going to change and somebody might win that number one overall pick and think Shane Wright's not the guy. I saw some comparisons to Patrice Bergeron. As a Coyotes fan, I will tell you, if I can get Patrice Bergeron clone on the Coyotes, I would take it 10 times out of 10. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for commenting in the chat here. That's my little spiel at the top of the show. So let's get to the chat. Let's see what we got here. A lot of people tuning in. We got my boy here. Jack Eichel is Jacob's daddy. Big fan of THPN. Saying, wait, the Habs have real fans, which apparently they do. They do. They went from the Stanley Cup final last year to the worst record in the league this year. Fascinating. We got Lucifer's home here saying woo. I agree. Hopefully that's what I'm saying in about an hour or so when we actually get to find out who has won the NHL draft lottery for 2022. Dylan, of course, chiming in. Good to see you, Dylan. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. BC Hockey Podcast, of course, Dylan's podcast, covering the Vancouver Canucks and BC hockey in general. Tankathon, Canucks' best friend. Well, I will tell you this. It has certainly not been a good friend to myself and to my co-host Corey, because every time on our show, we've done a Tankathon simulation. I think the Coyotes have gotten the number one overall pick one time. So at some point here over the next 25 minutes or so, I'm going to do this a couple times and we can all play along and be the ball grabbers ourselves here and like simulate the lottery. We'll do that in just a little bit here. Dylan thinks that the Kraken walking away with the first overall pick wouldn't surprise me one bit if they jump from 3-1. Not a good season for the Kraken. Granted, the Vegas Golden Knights kind of gave us new expectations for expansion teams and Seattle not really doing that well this year, trading their captain, Mark Giordano. Like that's fascinating to me. That's your conspiracy right there. It isn't if the Habs win when they're going to be hosting the NHL draft coming up later this year, that's not going to be the case. It's going to be if Seattle gets it, because that's really going to be if they get the guy, because they want to boost up their expansion team. Here's the thing. I don't think the Coyotes are certainly going to get the first overall pick based on their luck. They've only had it like one. The state of Arizona in general, between the Suns, Diamondbacks, Cardinals, and Coyotes, they've only had three number one overall picks, I believe. And that's it. So I'm not expecting the Coyotes to get the first overall pick. Coming up here in just a moment, Bayou Benders is going to join me. He is the host of Habs Nightly. I see you in the chat there, Benders, so we'll get to you in just a second. Here's Danny chiming in that Wright and Cooley are on the same level. And I've seen Logan Cooley a lot too, and he fascinates me too because he is he's a smaller player, right? He's 5'10", about 170 pounds. Got all the skill in the world from the U.S. development team. So he's certainly in the conversation. I'd probably take Shane Wright myself if I had the number one overall pick over Logan Cooley. But Logan Cooley would be a nice kind of side option. All right, let's get to it. Benders, are you ready? If you can hear me, give me a thumbs up. All right, here we go, everybody. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, from Habs Nightly, Bayou Benders. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
What's up?
Not much, man. It's exciting. You came on the right day because we have almost 200 people tuning in to watch us right now in excitement of the NHL draft lottery, which is coming up here in just a little bit. If you're watching here in the United States, it's on, I believe, ESPN Networks and ESPN Plus, if I'm not mistaken. So, Benders, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts, man? Are you excited, and how are you feeling in terms of the Montreal Canadiens, the team that you cover on a regular basis here on the Hockey Podcast Network, getting the number one overall pick?
I know that we're going to land second or third. Arizona is definitely getting the first one. We've talked about it on our last episode. Well, two episodes back now. I won't call it collusion, but I will say that Arizona will walk their way into a first overall pick.
See, this is where you and I differ, because we talked about this on your show last week, And I just mentioned it right before you came on there, which is like, there's just no, like, the Coyotes have no draft lottery luck and the state of Arizona has no draft lottery luck. And so I'm preparing myself to be picking fourth, because that's just how things go around here. That's just how it happened in 2015, for goodness sake, when they got beat out by the Edmonton Oilers. So they got stuck in third and they ended up picking Dylan Strome. And that was an absolute disaster. So I wish I had as much optimism as you do for my own team, but I don't.
I understand. I don't have much faith in my team, despite despite how I can't really call it important, but just how like the tides have turned to this one day. It's such a special day for a Habs community. They're hosting the draft. The draft is in Montreal. And just before I continue, yes, you can watch it for US. It's on ESPN Sportsnet. And then for Canada, it's on TVA Sports. If you're streaming it, it is also on ESPN Plus and SN Now. But for the Habs, this is specifically, it fell on the right date, right? So it's in Montreal. It's May 10th, 10th being Guy Lafleur, rest in peace, his number. It's also the anniversary of one of his most iconic goals. But it's not, you know, we're not going to get the – what do you call it? We're not going to get the justice or what everyone's expecting it to happen. It's going to Arizona. Gary Bettman is putting Arizona back on the map, setting it up for the best season in Arizona where they play at ASU, which is going to be an absolute gong show. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to go spend $400 on, you know, third level seats, and it's going to be one of the best games I've probably ever watched in my life.
Yeah, we were talking about that on the last show that we did, and how excited you are to come see a game out here in Arizona. Which, if you're in the chat, everybody, come hang. You're more than welcome. Please come out. You can stay on my couch.
Come out.
Yeah, and we can go to a game at ASU next year, and it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a terrific time. You're all invited. Let's go. I don't care if you're a fan of whoever, Seattle, Montreal, whatever. Come see your team play. It's going to be a blast, and it's going to be very, very unique. Look at this, Benders. We got your co-host chiming in with us tonight. Even he's watching along.
Yeah, Mason. I told Mason, I was like, dude, you got to jump on for a second. At least tune in because we're going to get absolutely, like he said, we're going to get robbed. But I'm expecting it. I know it's coming. So therefore, I'm just smooth sailing. I'm all for chaos. So Mason said he's going to lose his mind on tomorrow's recording when it happens. I'm probably going to be kicking back because I just know it's going to happen. I know it's coming. Gary Bettman is going to set up Arizona, which is right. So like Richie's saying, y'all come on down next year and you come see Shane Wright play alongside Arizona's best lines out there. But no, it is what it is. I love it. I don't care. If we don't get number one, if we get number two, I want that big ass kid Slefkovsky. I'm excited either way.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I feel like the top end of the draft this year is like that, where there isn't like an elite crazy good prospect like next year with Connor Bedard, but there are some really good options at the top end of the draft this year. And I'm not a very big prospects guy. I know there's a couple of you in the chat that are much bigger prospect people than I am, so you can please chime in the chat, let us know what you think of some of these other prospects besides your Shane Wrights and your Logan Cooley's. Let's go back to the chat here. Where can I watch it from? Benders told us just a minute ago, depends on where in the world you are. If you're in Canada, it's on Sportsnet. If you're here in the United States, it is on ESPN networks, on ESPN Plus. I believe NHL.com is going to be doing they'll have stuff up there as well. And hey, why not? You don't even need to watch the coverage. You can just hang out with Benders and I'll watch us and react in real time with us, to be honest. I mean, let's be honest, we're more fun than anybody on ESPN. Very true. I think that's 100%. I think that's 100% true.
Yes, they did their best. I'm not going to lie. They have a great group of people that they pulled in for the ESPN one, but TNT is by far the best fucking group. And I just feel like ESPN is just second. They can't beat it.
I agree. I agree. I was watching TNT yesterday, and I don't know if anybody else in the chat was watching TNT as well, but they did an intermission like skit where Rick Tockett came out and like did like an intermission speech to the entire crew and just lit Biz up. And it was so funny to watch Biz's face while he was doing it. And it was top notch television. Charles Barkley even showed up on TNT the other day when I was watching some coverage of one of the games. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of TNT's coverage. So, yeah, if you're watching us, go ahead and comment on the stream. Benders and I will get to all of your comments. We will promise. There's a lot of you tuning in right now, so we appreciate you. If you're liking what you're seeing, not only from Benders and I here this evening, we're going to have more live streams coming up later today. We have Neil, who's going to join Benders and I a little bit later on to preview tonight's game action. He's going to be hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs Tampa Bay Lightning watch along live stream, which is coming up in just a little bit right after the draft lottery is done. We also have the late game with Edmonton and LA. That game is also going to have a watch along right here on the same channel. And that's going to be hosted from our boy Carter from the Quack Report, the Anaheim Ducks podcast. So tune in, give both of those gentlemen some love when they come on this channel a little bit later on tonight. If you're watching us and you like what you're seeing, you can give us some super chats, donations. They'll go straight to Benders and I if you like what you're seeing. And even if we're too much, because Benders and I, from time to time, we can be a little too much, I think. So hopefully. exactly. For those of you that don't know, like anytime Benders and I do a show together, we're usually doing something ridiculous.
Yeah, mustard watermelon.
Yeah, several months ago, we did a live stream. Myself, my co-host Corey, Benders, we decided to do some, because there was this trend going around about eating watermelon with mustard on it. And we were like, all right, well, let's try this. Let's see if it's any good. And we all tried it live on the air. I don't think we have anything going on like tonight, as far as I know, anything crazy. However, Benders, I do have something sitting right beside me here. In case something goes ridiculously wrong and the Coyotes do end up picking fourth, and like I said, that's kind of what I'm expecting, I do have this with me.
Oh, Lord.
An entire bottle of whiskey that's about three quarters drank. This is Sacred Stave. This is from Santan Distillery. It's a local here in Arizona. And so I have this at the ready with my shot glass ready to go, depending on what happens, but that we'll see how that goes a little bit later on.
I just got like six or seven fucking beers on my desk right now. Just ready to fly through them. But yeah, so we got a little bit of time. Richie, we had briefly talked, before this. So I see you got the Tankathon, set up. What was your most latest one when you simmed it? You getting any better
pretty much every time we've done it, Coyotes have not yet won. We haven't done it tonight, so we're gonna do it. Let's do it right now, shall we? What do you think, chat? Should we do a simulation of the lottery right now and probably make Benders and I both very, very annoying here? This is what we're gonna do. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Hey, we did it!
Hey, let's
yes!
go!
Yes, that's the one and only time that the Coyotes have ever gotten the number one overall pick in the sim lottery. No, they did not actually win the lottery yet. Go away.
Oh, shit.
That was my roommate Kat, who thought I was celebrating the fact that the Coyotes actually did win the lottery. They have not, because it's going to start in about 10 minutes or so. But this is the one and only time, I kid you not, that I've done this and the Coyotes have actually gotten the number one overall pick.
Well, I mean, look at us, dude. We get Fugazi, like Biz has been saying for the past 2 weeks, by Philadelphia. Have the worst, just about the worst season in franchise history. And we get third. We're slim pickings for us. I'm kidding.
Hey, like I said, you get third. That's a pretty good shot, because you can get your Logan Cooleys of the world, and a couple other big prospects out there. So there's some options at third.
No, absolutely. I mean, really, your top 10 And I mean, it's different, you know, whoever's list you're checking out. I'm personally on Elite Prospects playing with theirs right now. But I mean, the top 10, you're getting someone pretty good. So, I mean, yeah, the bit of, I guess expected awesomeness is, it goes down just a bit, but I really don't see anyone getting a bad pick in the first 10. Unless they go off the walls like us last year, and we pick someone who's fucking, you know, could have went in the fourth round. But let's see. I don't know. I'm going to sim my tankathon. I hope we at least get second. Oh, man. How you like this? I got Arizona, Ottawa, Montreal.
So there you go. So
maybe we are destined for third this year. We'll get another, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kakeniemi was a third overall pick. We might have that another disastrous run just like that.
Yeah, I hope again, apparently we're 2 for 2 in the process of doing this. I'm actually trying to bring up the ESPN stream on my TV at the moment, mm-hmm. and I can't get it to pull up. So I'm flying blind at the moment, ladies and gentlemen. So if something happens, please comment in the chat and let me know what's going on. Oh, here we go. Perfect. All right. So we're getting closer to the draft lottery taking place here. And thanks again for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate you. We see all your comments. And let's go through some of these now. City Life Projects, Philly is a joke. That's 100% true. Pens Rangers was nuts yesterday. I didn't get a chance to watch that game yesterday, but yeah, the Penguins doing as well as they have against your probably going to win the Vezina Trophy, and Igor Shesterkin has been kind of wild to me. So
I picked the Pens to win in the bracket challenge. Mm-hmm. I had to go with them. I'm not going to lie. I think they're too crazy of a team not to. I don't know. Like you can kind of flip a coin with them, and it happens.
Oh wait, Benders, I got this wrong. The draft floor. Oh, I knew it. I freaking knew it. Yes. I thought for some reason they were doing 30 minutes of crap, but the Coyotes are picking third. You bastards. I freaking knew it. I told you guys that would happen, but y'all didn't listen. So New Jersey is going to jump into the top two. So it's between Montreal and New Jersey right now, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. The unveiling of the number one overall pick.
Oh, shit.
They did it! Congratulations to the Montreal Canadiens, who are going to be picking number one overall at home in Montreal. Benders, your reaction?
I'm excited as fuck. We're going to grab Grant Babcock, who's like a third-round guy. I'm kids, hope the cop, I hope we don't pull something out the bag where we've been watching this guy for a while, and we didn't expect to draft this high. So we figured we'd grab him while we could. No, hopefully we get Shane right and we don't fuck around. This is awesome. Honestly, I was excited as fuck for Slavkovsky. But if we get Shane right, fuck, dude, it is what it is. I'm about it. I'm happy. I actually thought there would be like a WWE moment, like a Money in the Bank situation where like Gary Bettman would come run in and throw the fucking briefcase, fucking Stone Cold Stunner somebody, and then Arizona would slot into one. But it is what it is. I'm excited as fuck. We had a terrible season. Fucking rest in peace, Guy LaFleur, a little magic, a little sprinkle it down on everybody. And here we are. We're sitting top cheese, and it was worth it. It was worth what such a horrible fucking experience of a season.
Here's the thing, though, Benders. Here's what I'm excited about and why I was a little bit worried about the Coyotes getting the number one overall pick this year. Is this is good for next year, because next year is the real prize with Connor Bedard, who is like the next really, really big thing. He has over 100 points, setting records as an underager in the OHL. He's going to be the number one overall pick next year. So this is good for the Coyotes waiting for their draft luck next season. But of course, I knew this, man. This is the same crap. Same crap that happened in 2015 with the Coyotes. They're sitting second, and they ended up picking third. So don't screw this up, Bill Armstrong, for goodness sake. Do not do the dumb thing and pick a center just because you have to, and you messed up and you took Dylan Strome when you could have had Mitch frickin' Marner, which is who I was telling him to take the entire time. You can go back and look at my Twitter. I was all in the tank for Mitch Marner at that time if they didn't get Jack Eichel or Connor McDavid. So hopefully that's not the same situation this year. But again, if you're just tuning in, you're looking here on the Tankathon website, but that's the draft order this year. Montreal number one, New Jersey number two. Congratulations, Neil. He's going to be joining us here in just a little bit to react to that because they jump hilarious. Up.
All three of us are going to be on here at some point.
When the top yeah. New Jersey jumps three spots to number two overall. Coyotes picking third and Seattle picking fourth. So, oh boy, I knew this was going to happen. Congratulations, Benders, on getting the number one overall pick. I knew this was going to happen. City Life Project says Bedard is unreal. I know. That's why I'm excited about next season. So, like, this year was fine, but I'd rather have the number one overall pick next year.
No, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I think he's 51 goals, 49 assists, 100 points. He's been unfucking real. Honestly, you know, me and Mason played around with the thought, but I don't see the Canadians – fucking themselves again. I mean, I don't think we're going to be I hope we're at least a 500 team, but I don't think our chances of being in the hunt for Bedard next year is as good as it was for Shane Wright this year. But hey, man, we'll see.
Yeah, here's Taryn, who says kind of what I'm thinking here, which is when Arizona finishes last again next season and still picks third, you're telling me. You don't have to tell me. Again, that's just what happens here. So, does anybody think this thing was rigged? I don't think Benders thinks it's rigged, obviously.
No, but... No, it's not. Because it was supposed to be rigged. I'm quite upset about it.
Because here's why I think it could be rigged. How else... It's never happened before. Maybe it has. I don't know. Where the team picking number one overall is hosting the NHL draft.
Man, we need to get some interns at THPN to like quick look up this type of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Isha, Dylan, get on that. Hire us some interns so we can have some research assistants around here. But yeah, so yeah, Montreal is picking first overall. Let's go through and take a look at some more reactions here. Dylan saying F New Jersey. Again, man, I swear, New Jersey and Edmonton have the best luck when it comes to draft lotteries. Mm-hmm. And I wish they would like give it away to other teams once in a while, because I swear New Jersey, no matter where they are, they just crank it up and they're always in the top three of the draft. Doesn't matter how well they're doing. Let's see what else we got here in the chat here. Is Lucifer saying Habs won something this year at least? ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Donnell, yes. Actually, I almost missed it myself because I thought they were doing like 30 minutes of chit chat before they got it. Luckily, Corey saved my life and texted me that they were unveiling the picks, and I tuned in right as the Coyotes were unveiled at number three overall. So, if you're just tuning into us, watching myself and Benders, Montreal, New Jersey, Arizona, your top three picks in the draft this year. Thanks again for watching, everybody. Continue to chit-chat. We're going to stay on for another 20 minutes or so leading up to tonight's games because – Neil Villapiano, who hosts the Devil's State of Mind podcast, he is going to be hosting our first game tonight coming up at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. That, of course, is the Maple Leafs and Lightning game. That series is tied at two games apiece. It's been a wild series so far. He's going to join us here in just a few minutes to react to New Jersey getting number two overall. We'll see who he thinks might go number two. And then maybe we can play like a mock draft. Benders taking Shane Wright, obviously. I'll see who Neil wants to take at number two overall. And then I will figure out who I want the Coyotes to take at number three overall. I would also wouldn't mind the Coyotes trading that pick and getting more picks too. Genius, because they don't have enough already. They already have three first-round picks this year. Hey, got you need more sometimes, right? You can never have enough.
Absolutely. why not? I mean, How many of those are San Jose first picks? Because San Jose hasn't had a first pick in like 4 years.
Yeah, they're going the Rams route. And it worked out for the Rams because they won the Super Bowl this past season. And I'm very happy about that, obviously, because I am a Rams fan. So there you go. But yeah, thanks again for everybody for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the stream so far. Exciting finish is, again, the Montreal Canadiens are picking first. I told you, Benders, like you thought I was crazy for saying that the Coyotes would be picking third or fourth. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I called it. I nailed it. And I jinxed it when I did the sim lottery and they ended up first. I freaking jinxed it. It's all my fault.
Oh, shit. I mean, honestly, I didn't think it was possible. I really didn't. I thought there was too much that could, like, make it not happen. Like, how you're in Montreal, you know, you are the worst team. There's no way it's going to happen. Someone's going to move from, like, the ninth spot. You know, like, I wouldn't have been surprised if like, San Jose jumps up, like, nine spots, gets the first overall pick. But, I don't know. I'm excited as fuck now. I was excited either way. The top five really that you pick from are going to be really household names on any team that they go with. So it really wasn't the worst thing in the world, honestly.
If you give me just a second here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up, according to tankathon.com, I'm going to pull up their mock draft just to give us an idea of who they believe is going to go where. And this is what they have at the moment. They have Shane Wright 1, Juraj Slafkovský going 2, Simon Nemec going 3, the defenseman Logan Cooley going 4, and Matthew Savoy going 5. That's what they think is going to happen at the moment. I wouldn't surprise me if that's how things lined up. Thanks for tuning in. Lucifer's Home, appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with us here this evening. Subscribe to the channel. Like this video, hang around and watch some of our live streams coming up here in just a few minutes at 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern, our first game of the evening. And if you really have enjoyed this stream so far with Benders and I, you can pop in a super chat and donate to the channel. It goes right to Benders and I, and we really appreciate that, because if you can't tell, I'm a big fan of the whiskey. So I have this is pretty much where all the money is going to go, is straight to the whiskey. All right. We are joined, Benders, now by a very special guest. I see him down below. I see he's got his jersey on. He's very excited, I'm assuming. He's going to be hosting our
board. He's already done drafted.
I know. Actually, you know what's funny is Neil and I have never done a show together, which is wild.
I love when Neil comes on.
Because Neil and I have very similar energy, if you can't tell already. So welcome to the show, everybody. Neil Villapiano, he's the host of the Devil's State of Mind podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network. And I it's like I had a premonition. I knew it was going to happen, that for some reason I originally was going to have you on the show to kind of preview tonight's games. So you're going to be hosting the next one here on the channel. Yep. And it turns out we are now looking at the hosts of the three teams who are picking in the top three of the NHL draft lottery. Neil, what is your reaction to the Devils hopping up three spots and they're going to be picking second overall coming up later this summer?
I mean, it just means that our pick is much more valuable to a team when we trade it, to be quite honest with you. Look, here's the reality of the whole situation. I was really hoping that we would just stay at five, because – the only issue is this, for people that don't know, our general manager, Tom Fitzgerald, he had said in his end of the season presser that he was very much willing to move on from his first overall, from the first round pick this year. I think he said that with the expectation that it was going to be 5, 6, or 7, because I think it would be probably just easier for the team to then just move on from it, because there may not be a guy that they really love. But now that it's top three, and more specifically number two overall, it probably means that the Devils will keep the pick and draft, as we can see here, probably Slafkovský, who I definitely love. I watched him play in the Olympics for Slovakia. He was absolutely phenomenal at just, I think he's, what, 17 years of age? I mean, this kid is 17, 18. He is tremendous. But the fact that the Devils were the only team that moved, I mean, granted, the Flyers did move down to five. There was a teams that moved down, including yours, Richie. Sorry about that. It's kind of like I looked at it like we don't need it. You know, Arizona needs it. Bayou, good to see you, buddy, by the way. The Habs need it too. We don't need it. We have enough talent in the system. But I mean, granted, it doesn't hurt to get more. Slavkovsky probably won't. What's up, Jacob? I'll see you in a half hour. Honestly, like, it's just funny to me. Throughout Devil's Nation, if you go on Twitter right now, we all think this is absolutely hilarious that we moved from 5 to 2. Not thinking that we would. I actually expected us to get 6. I thought that Columbus, with their pick from Chicago, I actually thought they would jump into the top 3. But it's just kind of like I look at it from Arizona's perspective. It's not the worst thing in the world because they only moved down 1, but still, it's kind of like they had a really bad year, to put it bluntly. But it is what it is. Obviously, it just means more excitement. It'll be interesting to see what other prospects, as you can see here, Cooley, Nemich, Slavkovsky, it'll be good. And I'm happy for Montreal that they got the first overall pick. I think that, not to say this in a mean way, but they definitely did deserve it from the way the season went. But, it's just funny how the Devils went from 5 to 2. But at least it wasn't 1, because I think if it would have been 1, honestly, Richie, we probably would have gotten roasted on social media, because I think a lot of people would look at us and say, well, we've officially become the Edmonton Oilers of the East, because getting a third first round pick in the last 7-8 years doesn't really look all that good on your franchise. But hey, 2 is fine. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the Devils do with it.
Who do you think they're going to take? You kind of hinted at it there, but before you came on, we were talking about doing a little quick little mock draft here. Yep. So I'm curious to see who you think. I haven't really done my research as much as some of these other players, like maybe you have or others in the chat. So yep. I'm going to kind of fly by the seat of my pants. But Benders, obviously, you're the GM of the Habs. You're taking Shane Wright, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Simple. Just no explanation other than that. Just, yeah.
Can you imagine if the GM...
He's the top player in the draft. Yes.
Can you imagine if the GM... My favorite... Yes. That's my favorite part of the NHL is they have these dopey GMs walk up there. Not excited at all half the time. Like,
hi, everybody. Back at our viewing party. We are excited to see you. And with the first overall pick, we're going to take Shane Wright from Kingston. Hello.
That's what they do. And that's it. And it's like, give me some excitement. Give me something. Give me anything.
Yep. I mean,
like if Neil and I walked up and they let us announce our picks, this is what would happen. It'd be super exciting. And we had the number one overall pick. We'd walk up and be like, yes, yes, with the first overall pick. My mic just broke. In the 2022 NHL draft, the Arizona Coyotes are going to select Shane Wright. Come on down, buddy. Come on down. Give me a hug. That's what I want. But that's not what NHL GMs do. But anyway, who are you taking with the number 2 there, Neil?
Can I trade it? Is trading allowed, or do I really do have to make a pick? I mean,
you have to take a pick.
Yeah, well, the other thing I forgot to mention is that the good thing about the Devils also not getting the first overall pick is that Shane Wright's a center, and we already have a boatload of centers, and our top 2 centers are Jack Hughes and Nico Hischier. So, I mean, that's also kind of worked out. But I would honestly say probably Slavkovsky because of the offensive capability that he has. Yeah, he's very young, but he is playing in a top pro league in Slovakia. I would like to see him probably come to the NHL, but I would certainly like to see him maybe try to play in the AHL right away and kind of develop that way, because I think that's how the Devils like to develop their players. And also, he's a winger, and we do need more scoring on the wings, and I think that he could certainly be a guy that can help us in that regard. He has a nose for the goal. He's not afraid to put the puck on the net quite often. So I would take Juraj Slavkovsky with the 2nd overall pick.
And then you come to the Coyotes, and they have needs all over the place. Obviously, center is their biggest need at the moment. I think they have some younger defensemen on the rise, and they're coming up through the ranks. they haven't had a number one center ever, but prior, except for maybe, you know, Jeremy Roenick back in the day. Uh-huh. It's like what they covet. Barrett Hayton hasn't progressed like we thought he would. He had a nice little progression this year and improved and started to put up some points and be a little bit more consistent as a two-way player. But I'm taking Logan Cooley from the U.S. development team. He's a little smallish, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that in today's NHL. That doesn't bother me as much as maybe some other people. And as somebody who's watched Clayton Keller for a long time, he was very small coming into the draft, and it's taken him until now to really develop his body into becoming a everyday NHL player who almost put up a point per game on a really bad team this year. So I'm taking Logan Cooley, the center.
Fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if Cooley ends up moving to the wing or if he stays at center, but he is number two on most boards according to Central Scouting. He's number two in terms of North American skaters. So that's who I would take. Sometimes you don't have to overthink this thing. I'll dive more into it, obviously, as the process continues. But right now, I'd probably take Cooley.
So, I mean, honestly, let's say New Jersey does trade their shit away or doesn't take Slefkovsky. If I'm not mistaken, like if you're watching this, you look at our tankathon, it does have Slefkovsky listed at like just basically any forward position because they utilized him this year at a center position and he did quite well. I think he's pretty, like, overall he's pretty versatile. I thought he would be a bit clunky for being as big as he is, but he's actually pretty agile. He's great. He's got a great hockey mind, and it's funny that I'm talking about Slefkovsky. Because, I mean, I got Shane Wright. I don't have to fucking say much about him. Everyone's been talking about him for an entire year. But
allowing Bayou to not have to really try to pronounce someone's name is like the best thing that could have happened to him. So it's good that Shane Wright fell to the Habs.
Oh, man. Y'all should have – it was about like 2 months ago. I had an episode where I fucked up like two – so it's funny because one of them pertains to the New Jersey Devils. But,
great.
God, what is his name? It was one of the it's a goalie in the NHL right now. And Mason said his name, and then I followed behind with like
Wait, he was on the Devils?
No. I forgot which goalie it is. I'm sure it'll come to me once I'm done this rant. But I fucking butchered this name. I fucking butchered it. And then he's laughing his ass off. And then like I try to like get past it. I'm embarrassed. As embarrassed as I can be, I don't get embarrassed that much, but I try to move past it because I'm like, fuck, you sound like an absolute idiot. I try to move past it, and then I'm sitting here talking about the New Jersey players, and I always, for some reason, mix up Nico Hischier and
it's Nico.
Yeah.
How the hell do you say it? Like, how do you say Nico? There's only one O.
So we get where I'm coming from. Like, all right, I'm like the fucking Don Cherry of the South when it comes to this shit. So I confused him with the kid from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me how, I don't know, but Mason laughed at me so hard, and I felt there was no recovery from it that I had to end the fucking. I ended the episode right there. I was like, all right, this has been Habs Nightly. Thank y'all so much for listening. And this dude's just laughing through the entire outro. And I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, I can't unbury this grave that I'm putting myself in. So the best thing I could do is just fucking end it.
Like, hey, man, sometimes you just gotta pull the plug before it gets worse. You just gotta stop.
I was drowning. I was fucking walking in a circle in a desert. Like,
yeah.
There's no saving what's going on, so I'm just better off logging off.
Wait, hold on. Rich, are you mad that the Coyotes dropped the three, or is it like not a big deal that they dropped the three?
It was an expectation for me, so I'm not too angry at it. And I brought this up on our show before on Sporty with Corey and Richie, myself and Corey, and I've tried to make the argument that if they don't get the number one overall pick, it necessarily isn't too much of a bad thing because they have so many draft assets that they're going to collect this year, right? They have the 8 picks in the first 2 rounds. Damn. Odds are that you're going to hit on at least 2 of those guys. And if those hits become really major hits, then that's mm-hmm. fine. You don't necessarily need to have a Shane Wright to make up for that, as long as you make the right picks. And having 8 picks is really going to be hard to screw that up. So right. I'm okay with it. I trust Bill Armstrong. I think he is a much better evaluator than John Chyka ever was. We're already seeing it. I think this season, where you know they drafted Dylan Gunther in the top 10 of the draft last year, and that trade they got from Vancouver, and Dylan Gunther had a really nice season for the Edmonton Oil Kings. I think he's coming along really well. And so I'm excited to see what Bill Armstrong has up his sleeve here, because I wonder what's going to happen with Jacob Chychrun too. There's a possibility of getting a first round pick in that trade, because it seems like he is probably going to be on the move based on what I've read after his exit day interviews. So I'm not too broken up about it. It was expected for me. It would have been cool to have Shane Wright. But again, I mentioned this earlier on in this stream that the real prize is next year with Connor Bedard. If they do this, if the same thing happens this year and they're really bad, and I'm expecting the Coyotes to not be great next year, and they're in that first two and they don't win and they don't get Connor Bedard, then I'm going to be mad. I'm gonna be like, oh, God damn it. Of course, here we go again. But I'm okay with picking third for now. It's okay. I'll survive. They have plenty of options. And Bill Armstrong,
plenty of options to showcase at a 5,000 seat arena for the next game. So it's all good.
Come on, man. Like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking
amazing.
No, it's not.
Even Richard,
what are you talking about?
It's a college stadium. Why is this even being allowed? Why is that even be? If it was any other team in the NHL, this would not be allowed. Am I right?
No, because teams have played in smaller arenas before. Like, that's it's okay. It hasn't happened in a long time, but if it was another team, they would do it absolutely in a big market like Arizona, which is the reason why this is all happening. Gary Bettman does not want the Coyotes to leave this market.
Right. So I have a question that was actually given to me by a friend who's also a Devils fan. She asked me to ask Richie if he thinks the Coyotes would trade Clayton Keller for the second overall pick and some other assets. Yes or no? This is a legit question.
Absolutely not. No, not Clayton Keller. If you asked me a year ago, I probably would have said yes, absolutely. But the way Clayton Keller played this year, he's finally actually showing his talent. So not him. Maybe Jacob Chychrun. That's another conversation. Fair but enough. Not Clayton Keller. Not Clayton Keller.
All right, that's fair. But bro, I'm going to jump on, right? I'm going to jump on and I'm live streaming the game 5 between Tampa and Toronto, which honestly I think is going to be one hell of a game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, except I am worried that it might be another blowout, considering I think every game in that series has been an absolute blowout. But considering that I'm wearing this, I can't wait for all of the comments to just ask me, how does it feel to once again pick top 3 in the draft? like the fifth time. People ask me like, oh, are you excited for the draft lottery? I'm like, nope, not at all. Like, it just, I'm so used to this now. I'm so used to this that I'm like, I want to be in the playoffs, not battling for the first overall pick every freaking year. I mean, if this was 2023 with Connor Bedard and the Russian kid and the Devils got the second overall pick, I'd probably be a little bit more ecstatic. But, it's still like, I guess it means for the Devils we have more leverage, but I just spoke to some of my Minnesota Wild people, and apparently now Kevin Fiala is not worth the second overall pick. Don't see how that makes any logical sense, but all right. I mean, it's, we better get like Matthew Tkachuk or somebody if we're going to trade this pick. I just think that because it moved to 2 instead of being 5, 6, or 7, that teams are just not going to pony up anything. I think that we'll end up drafting, which is fine because we have other options. But it was just kind of funny how we moved 3 spots, not thinking that we would move at all. So, yeah. Am I right? So let's run. By the way, the Hurricanes just scored. It's 1-0 Carolina over Boston.
Who you got in the Toronto Tampa Bay series?
In game five or in the entire series?
Game five, entire series.
Game five, I'm actually gonna go with Tampa to win this one. Then I have Toronto winning game six in Tampa, and then Tampa winning game seven in Toronto, because honestly, you cannot trust those damn Maple Leafs. You just can't. You can't trust them as far as you could throw them. Everybody was celebrating after game one like they were going to win the damn Stanley Cup. And I'm like,
Yeah, they did that too last year.
Didn't they have a 3-1 lead against the Montreal Canadiens at some point? And didn't they blow it completely? So it's, it's like that with them. And it's like it with, to a lesser extent, but also like Colorado. It's like, yeah, they got past Nashville. Whoopie-doo. Nashville sucked. They were lucky to get into the playoffs, in my opinion. Let's see what happens once they, you know, whoever they play in round two, which I think would be either what, Calgary or would it be Calgary? I think it's either Calgary or Dallas. They would probably play in round two, I think. I could be wrong about that, but I don't know. I just can't trust Toronto. I just can't. You know, maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they'll actually get over the hump, but they got to win four games, which is something that – in the playoffs, they have grossly, grossly underperformed. So, give me, you know, I don't know. I think it should be fun tonight. Maybe some overtime. Who knows? But I will promise you this: nobody will be as bad as Igor Shchedrykin has been the last two games for the Rangers. Nobody will be as bad. And there's my hot take for all you lovely hockey fans out there. I think Alexander Georgiev should start Game Five.
I think, dude, the
Penguins are in his head now. Did you see how he was reacting after a while? He just could not figure it out.
Stop it. Stop it. This is like saying Giannis stop had two bad games. He shouldn't play anymore. Dude, give me a Giannis. Break.
Dude, give do me not a bring break. Up Giannis. No. As a Nets fan, you will not bring up Giannis Antetokounmpo's name in my presence. That guy sucks. He's overrated. He plays dirty. And I'm so glad that Al Horford dropped 30 points on his ass last night and they beat the Bucks. All right? You know what?
You're talking to Suns fan, so I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, Neil, I know you got to get ready.
I'm waiting for Scott Foster to absolutely screw over Chris Paul again. I don't want it to happen, but I know damn well it's going to happen again.
Dude, if he shows up and referees game seven,
you're done. You're totally
done. I'm fucking quitting. I'm quitting being an NBA fan, like for good. All right, Neil. How can everybody follow your show? And of course, you're going to be hosting a live stream in about 5 minutes. So we're going to wrap this up quickly.
You can follow me. You can follow the Devil State of Mind podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, new episodes every Monday and Thursday. You can follow us on Twitter at Devil State, Instagram at Devil State of Mind. And if you somehow have a Facebook, which is quite impressive if you ask me, you could also like us over on Facebook. And yes, I will be live in about 5 or 6 minutes here on the Hockey Podcast Network YouTube channel, as we will be doing a live stream of Game 5 between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Toronto Maple Leafs. It should be a good one, and I hope to see you all there. And boys, it has been an absolute pleasure to hang out with both of you. Richie, you and I got to do a game together. I think the world needs it. Bayou, you and I and Shane need to do something down the road. Whatever that might be, we'll get together and we'll have a good time and we'll go from there. But thank you guys so much for having me on, man. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it, buddy. And I'll be tuning in here in about 5 minutes to check out the live stream there. So let's wrap this up. Mr. Benders, your final thoughts before we say goodbye and hand it off to Neil.
Yeah, this has been an absolute travesty. I really thought Arizona was going to take it away. But I'm not salty. I really, really didn't expect this. I tried to keep a bit of composure as to I got a t-shirt and underwear. I can't really be jumping around on a for everyone, E for everybody fucking live stream. But I'm excited as fuck, dude. I'm sure Mason is. I was honestly wanting Mason to just blow up tomorrow and just fuel the Arizona hatred. That way when we have you guys on again and Mason's not sick and he can't pretend like he's sick, or whatever, and he could face Corey's wrath. But no, either way, it's been absolutely awesome. We're going to take Shane Wright most likely. I don't see us fucking that up. We got new GMs. I don't see us going straying from the path. I love the way that Hughes and Gordon have been doing things, and sky's the limit for this fucking team. We're accepting things that teams have been using for fucking 10 plus years. We're blowing off all the fucking cobwebs of this old mentality that the Habs have, and we're getting a fresh look, and it's been fucking exciting. Despite how shitty of a season it was an absolute pleasure. And fucking Cole Caulfield got snubbed out of a fucking Calder fucking victory because we would not get rid of that white-haired fuck for like fucking 40 games, it feels like. But, man, I love it. I love where we are. I know you feel a little sad, but I feel like there's a chance that after this amazing season that I didn't get the shit on Neil about, because every single game at ASU Stadium is going to be fantastic this fucking year. It's going to be like a sold-out barn, obviously, but it's you can't really pass up an opportunity like this. This is like for you young kids that know what NFTs are and shit. This is like a fire NFT for like really cheap. Like you need to jump on this shit while you can. Arizona next year, I'm sure you guys will get Connor Bedard. And really paved the way. Maybe that's what Bettman was doing. Everyone expected Bettman to fucking throw the cards in this year. No, he's going to let y'all have an amazing season next year. And then you're still going to move up like 9 spots to get Connor Bedard. And then we'll finally see the Yotes where they should be amongst the top of the fucking league. Sick shirt, by the way.
Thank you. Love the Kachina.
I really don't like the Kachina. I think it's a cool logo, but I don't know. I like the desert dog. I don't know.
I have the
that one. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the prettiest jersey in NHL history as far as away jerseys. It's fucking chef's kiss.
Yeah, I'm a big Kachina guy myself, but we can continue this conversation at a later date, Mr. Benders, because we gotta go because Neil's about to go
Neil's
minutes.
About to shit himself.
So you can make sure you listen to Habs Nightly. Benders and Mason breaking down everything surrounding the number one overall draft pick coming up here this summer in Montreal. Congratulations, Habs fans. You did it. You won the number one overall pick.
Yay!
Probably going to get Shane Wright. Thank you again, Benders, for hanging out with me today. Thanks to everybody in the chat for hanging out. You guys were amazing. This was a great time. I'm sorry. I almost screwed up and missed the top three picks being unveiled, but we got it in, everybody. We did it. You can follow me at rflores91 on Twitter. You can listen to our show at Sporting with Corey and Richie on the Hockey Podcast Network. And Corey and I, I'm sure, will be very, very sad on our next episode. And until next time, everybody, for Benders, for Neil, for myself, good night and good hockey, everybody. It was a pleasure talking to you this evening here on the Hockey Podcast Network YouTube channel. See you later. The playoffs are well underway. Hockey fans, that's right. And a DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, they got a great offer for those of you who want to get in on the excitement. You can bet $5 if you are a new customer on any team to win, and you get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. If you want to make some money, you can do it at DraftKings Sportsbook. And when you sign up, you got to use the promo code THPN. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details.